What about bowel perforation?
Bowel perforation occurs in about 1 to 2% of patients treated with bevacizumab, particularly in settings where there's a risk of some inflammatory condition or injury to the bowel. So, for example, patients with colorectal cancer have a risk of perforation of around 1 to 1.5%. It's not clear specifically that these events are tied to any one special phenomenon. For example, it's not always in the setting of chemotherapy enteritis. Sometimes it's associated with a procedure. Sometimes the inciting event is not clear. What we know is that this risk also does not appear to be related to having a cancer in situ. The bigger risk that we understand in terms of perforation is in terms of wound healing in general. And in that setting, it's hard to predict exactly what the true event rate will be in the adjuvant setting, although we do have some good guidance from patients with more advanced disease. If one looks at those patients with advanced or metastatic disease who were treated after they'd healed up from surgery and waited at least 4 weeks, there really was no increased risk in the chance of having a wound healing complication, whether they were on bevacizumab as compared to the control chemotherapy alone group. By extrapolation, in the adjuvant setting, most patients will probably not see any increased risk related to wound healing complications with the addition of bevacizumab. In addition, because patients are in general a little bit healthier in the adjuvant than in the metastatic setting, it is plausible that the overall risk profile may even be better in this group of patients. What we don't know is whether there may be some long-term complications that will be seen only after long surveillance in patients who are cured of their cancer that may come up. In all likelihood, such risks, if any, are likely to be very small, but we can't speculate at this point what they may actually be.
Is there any correlation between the time since the original surgery and bowel perforation?
Yeah. The risk of bowel perforation does not appear to be related to surgery, at least in the metastatic setting. First, all patients needed to heal up and be at least 1 month out from surgery before starting any treatment. Most perforations did not happen near the anastomotic site. And while that happened in an occasional patient, that is not the majority. Therefore, the issues of bowel inflammation from longer periods of chemotherapy, perhaps carcinomatosis, or other complications, including disease progression with carcinomatosis or other injuries, may play a bigger role than surgery per se, provided that the patient has healed up from their prior surgery.